Let's finish up with Miami Vice, season 4, episode 3, Death and the Lady. Brief appearance from Miguel Ferrer, who is also in Twin Peaks. But also, wow. a primetime broadcast television show from the 80s about porn.
Well, and not just that, but snuff.
And snuff films. Yeah, porn snuff films. Good point.
This actually sent me down a rabbit hole looking up the backstory of Faces of Death, which apparently was created in 1978, and then Faces of Death 2 in 1983 and so on, but also was very obviously faked, and then later episodes were not at all fake. They were all real footage of snuff films or whatever. And then I was lost in the complicated idea of how do you represent these ideas on Friday night primetime NBC television?
Yes.
And I got to admit, I kind of love this episode. It really made me feel complicated. I hated the ending, but we'll get to that. But what did you guys feel?
It was so nuanced. I was shocked. The director was presented as someone who wasn't even afraid of the cops, wasn't even contemplating that the cops would be upset, and really self-assured. The murder twist, where you find out that here's someone who was terminal with cancer and essentially was choosing this as their preferred form of euthanasia in order to provide money for her father to survive. The complexity of that, again, on primetime television on NBC on Friday night in the late 80s, blew me away. I thought even outside of that context, this is actually a very, very complex and nuanced story.
Yeah. Just in case somebody's hearing this and didn't watch it, basically the idea is an erotic thriller that involves, a lot of boobies or whatever, and a scene in which somebody appears to be killed, but it's revealed that, a lighting guy says, no, she was actually killed, but they don't have a body, they don't have a name, they don't even know.
No, it was one of the actors. One of the actors went back to the set and said, I witnessed it, I saw him.
Right. They never know. It's never identified who the person wearing a wolf mask was that actually stabbed her and killed her or whatever. And there's no body, there's no evidence, there's no nothing. And in fact, we see Crockett kind of try to reject this whole thing, but then it's like, well, nope, sorry, you're going to have to investigate and so on. It did, I believe, a commendable job of bringing up ideas of, it's not a matter of what this bizarre artist wants. He's only serving what the public seems to want. Mm-hmm. And he holds up a mirror to the public saying they seem to want terrible violence to believe that they're witnessing a murder and to see this sexual exploitation and all those things, which again, grading on a curve for 40 years ago, not bad. Miami Vice, that was pretty good.
Bryce, what about you?
I had some more trouble with this episode, I guess. I don't know. I had trouble with this one.
Wait, trouble in what way, though?
And I spent a lot of time this episode wondering why we were doing it.
I did too. To me, that was a plus the entire experience.
Are you like along the lines of this is gratuitous?
No, they're really soft touch with any of that stuff.
Okay.
I felt like maybe I don't know if I missed something or if the setup was strange in terms of like, what is the mystery here? Right. Like, oh, it was this lady. Oh, but she's alive. Oh, but she had a twin, but it's not the twin. We found out she had a twin and we're just going to ignore that for the rest of the show. Okay. That was another lady. Oh, but it wasn't her. She's alive. She's right here. And then she has a lookalike. Okay.
Well,
I like the idea. I get the idea of like, oh, here's a crime. Prove it, right? Find a body. Right.
There's no body. Yeah.
Find damages, whatever. I like that idea, but I think the way we get there is really convoluted for what looked like a pretty simple, like, it's a twin story.
I'm not claiming that I have undue expertise or experience in the area, but I didn't find it convoluted.
Okay.
But until you just explained it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like watching the show, I was like, oh, so it's not the twin. Oh, that's interesting. Who is it then? I just went from point to point. But yeah, when you just laid it all out, I'm like, yeah, that sounds really convoluted now that you put it that way.
Well, and that brings us, again, for those who aren't watching it, there's a moment at about the 2/3 mark where there are three possible victims or stand-ins or characters for each other, and it's not entirely clear that anybody was killed, and maybe that's part of the MO of this auteur, is that he wants everybody to think somebody was
the
actually
mythos.
Killed or whatever. Eventually we figure out, like, no, this is a person who had terminal cancer and said, give me money for me to give my dad and actually kill me on camera. All of which they do without ever showing anything on camera, which is commendable that they were able to pull off that level of storytelling.
Yeah.
And you know, conceivably leaving no trace. Like there is no body still at the end, which is why Sonny can't bring a charge and instead beats the guy up.
They eventually do indicate that the body was found like in Canada and written down as a transient or whatever.
About that. You're right.
But the important part is that Sonny, despite being kind of like a morally neutral about pornography or exploitation of women for erotic films or whatever, he suddenly snaps and just beats the crap out of the auteur. That was
because,
a bummer
because,
to me.
Because the auteur got away with it. He's like, so you were somewhere else, so we can't prove you did it. So I'm going to punch you.
Yeah. You know what I would have loved is, and maybe mid-1980s USA wasn't right for this message, but wouldn't it have been great if Crockett's play was to rob him of the sensationalism to say, but you weren't there, were you? And then the next day, headline says, auteur is a fake. He was definitely off it. Like, the woman definitely died. Mm-hmm. The guy definitely will not go to jail for it. Mm-hmm. But Crockett is going to rob him of the artistic merit of what he thought he was getting away with.
Yeah. Or he could beat him up.
See, and beat him up is the lesser of those two, right? Because
it's
he slaps
him
four
it's...
times and then he's done.
Well...
It's not justice.
It's not justice.
It's fistus.
It's frontier justice.
It's frontier justice.
This is a frontier justice sort of situation. Well, something I'm finding out here on the Miami Vice Wiki is that the woman who plays Lori Swan, Kelly Lynch, is all three of these women. She's Lori Swan in The Peep Show. She's Amy Ryder in the Dead Eyes scene. And she's Margot Frank in that rooftop party near the end. I didn't put that together. I think they did a good job of making her look a little different.
Yeah, most of that was basically how dilated her eyes were at any time. In an outdoor scene, she had these pinhole blue eyes.
Oh, my
gosh.
They all three did. I noticed hers first as well. And then Paul Guilfoyle's were like pinpoints. And then they go back to Sonny and his. I was like, dang, that is really bright out there. Yeah.
A lot of blue-eyed people on the show. My conflict I'm feeling is... I want to praise them for even having this discussion on this type of show. But I also want to say, would have been more clever if you robbed him of the artistic merit instead of just punching him.
They've done Miami Vice episodes where justice is not served and Sonny deals with it. And it hasn't been Sonny goes and punches someone. So maybe they just finally got to the point where like Sonny would finally, you know, get pushed over the edge and no one would care in this case. I don't know. I thought he was going to get sued. That's what I thought. I was like, yeah, that auteur is just going to take you to court. Like, why wouldn't he?
Well, and on top of that, it kind of undercut everything where Sonny is the morally neutral person for like 90% of the episode. And they're like, psych, I'm not neutral at all. I think this is smut and you're a jerk and now I'm punching.
Well, I don't think the smut was ever part of it for Sonny. I think it was the you got away with murder part of it. At least that's where I took it.
You killed a woman and made everybody watch and then made this big spectacle out of it.
Yeah, which is why I'm with you, Brian. Like some way, and I'm not sure how you pull it off, but some way that robs him of that would have been great. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a bit ahead of its time. It would have been more internet cancel culture. You know?
Yeah.
Just also another like big episode of Miami Vice. Like another fantastical episode. I really thought last week's the show was very fantastical, and I felt like this week was as well.
Season 4, man. They got heady. In those
we gotta change it up. Why don't we make a film in the film about a woman?
That's the thing. Okay. When you chase a high like Miami Vice.
By the way, they definitely did like that. That film grain on film grain, like fourth generation 8mm upscaled to 32mm made into NTSC broadcast.
Yes. Well, we will see what the rest of season 4 of Miami Vice has in store for us. Miami Vice, season 4, episode 3, Death and the Lady. All right, folks. Stay tuned next week. We will be watching 2521 episode 12. We may also combine that with episode 13. Keep an eye on the Twitters. I'm going to try to pick a couple episodes we can squeeze in together so that we can finish the season in time for The Mandalorian. We will, of course, be watching The Last of Us season 1 episode 4. And instead of Miami Vice next week, we are going to watch All Quiet on the Western Front on Netflix. So that's 2521, episode 12, maybe 13, The Last of Us, episode 4, and the movie on Netflix, All Quiet on the Western Front, the 2022 edition. You can support us at Patreon, patreon.com/cordkillers. That is where you get these episodes early, get them packaged up in an easier to consume format. Thanks for watching. Thanks for supporting us. We will spoil you next time.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.